It's been a hard year for Ohio Democrats. The party's gubernatorial candidate was defeated by more than 30 points in November, and all of the Democrats running for statewide office lost. Even the head of Ohio's Democratic Party lost his own state House seat and resigned on election night. Since then, Democrats have elected a new leader. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles reports on the party's efforts to rebuild for the future.
If there was one word to describe Ohio Democratic Party Chairman Chris Redfern on election night, it would be angry. Redfern lambasted State House reporters and the newspapers that employ them for pulling web versions of stories and videos that were not flattering to Republicans. And he lashed out for what he saw as a media obsession on the bombshell revelation that came out around Labor Day that Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ed Fitzgerald had been driving for most of a decade without a valid driver's license.
The fact of the matter is, I'm left with four or five newspapers in the state to get the message out. That's what I'm left with. Those are the cards I'm dealt.
To be fair, it was not a good night for Redfern and his party. The voter turnout was just over 40%, and most who showed up voted Republican. The Democrats lost in every bid for statewide office and lost many key legislative and congressional races. Reporters asked whether Redfern felt he should step down in light of such a poor result.
Let me tell you something. There are 400,000 new people to the poverty rolls, not the unemployment rolls. We rank 45th in the country in economic development. We're going to be asking questions like that tonight. No wonder nobody comes out and votes.
But just a couple of hours after talking to reporters in Columbus, Redfern issued a statement saying he would resign. But who would take the party over? A few weeks later, two of those losing statewide candidates ended up being elected to take charge. David Pepper, the candidate who failed to win the 2014 Attorney General race and the 2010 Auditor's race, was elected as party chairman. State Senator Nina Turner, who lost her bid for Secretary of State in November, will work with Pepper in a leadership role, but her position has not yet been clearly defined. Both Turner and Pepper say they want to change the way the party deals with its voters. Pepper says it's going to focus more on the grassroots level at off-election times.
We have all these positions, precinct committee members and all these other positions, and too often those are positions that are on a paper or people come to a meeting and vote. But in the old days, all those jobs used to actually work the precinct. They'd get to know their neighbors. They talked to them long before the campaign started. So when they called later, people knew who they were. And what we're going to do is try and activate that again so we have a working infrastructure.
For her part, Turner says she's excited about the new challenge.
Pepper and I have been forging a partnership all along, and we're going to keep that going. And to build and to grow together, to lead this party together, is the best thing. It will strengthen this party. And we're going to build on the successes that this party has had.
Pepper and Turner say they'll focus on issues that have always been embraced by Democratic voters, policies that they say will help workers and students. They say 2015 will be the start of a more organized, streamlined message to define the party's core values. Meanwhile, the Ohio Republican Party, which has seen plenty of success this year, plans to continue its game plan. But spokesman Chris Schrempf says it will look back on what made it successful in 2014 as it plans for 2016.
Thing is to, first of all, review what worked and what didn't work in 2014. We'll have all the voter information from the Secretary of State. We'll see who voted, how our messages worked with them. And so that is the foundation for 2016, which it's already time to start getting ready for Senate races, congressional races, and of course the presidential race.
The Republican Party won all statewide races and strengthened its majorities in the Ohio House and Senate. In fact, Republicans now have enough of a majority in both chambers that the party will have an advantage in close votes. But Ohio has voted twice for President Obama and reelected U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown in 2012. So Republicans know they'll have work to do in 2016, when a president and a U.S. senator will again be on the Ohio ballot. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.